At the beginning of the year, King County Executive Dow Constantine said something about the middle class in our area that got people's attention. He told an economic conference that less than 5% of the households created here since the year 2000 were considered middle income. And he defined that as having a household income between $35,000 and $125,000 a year. That's a pretty wide salary range, but fewer than 4,000 new families in the county could fit it. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
Despite our economic recovery, the middle class is struggling to get and keep a foothold. Here are some of the reasons why. First, the old structures protecting middle-income earners, like unions, are starting to break down. Look at the machinists. Boeing has traditionally had a solid middle-class workforce. The company pension was its cornerstone, a guarantee of security. Then, just over a year ago, Boeing threatened to axe 20,000 local jobs unless workers agreed to give it up. At a march weeks before the final vote, you could hear the old solidarity falling apart.
Is that what you call it, giving it all up? To get a different type of retirement?
Middle-class workers of two generations, divided over which security is more important, the pension or the work.
Is that what you call it, giving it all up?
I'm not talking about
because that's ignorance right there.
The problem with the 401k is, what happens if another 9/11 happens and the stock market goes? We lose everything.
No, we don't lose everything.
Machinist Billy Cox looks back on that time and says the young generation didn't understand the value of keeping what the union had fought for.
Because, in my opinion, we became complacent. That is why we're falling back now. And hopefully, seeing the minimum wage people struggle will give us a snapshot. Hey, we could be there one day, too.
Cox is a longtime union man.
I'm all in because I know within my heart that the union is the only thing that the worker has a fighting chance with.
The machinist's new president, John Holden, says the union's job is even more difficult today because employers are playing hardball.
We were negotiating during the life of an agreement, and so that's new tactics, and so we have to prepare our members for that again.
Boeing says it has to play hardball to compete. And a lot of employers say the same. This is another reason why the middle class is under pressure. Companies say they compete in global markets. They need to cut costs and increase flexibility. The workplace remains the place to get it. The recession made this worse. In Washington state after 2008, many middle-income jobs that paid up to $70,000 a year disappeared. The jobs that came back were fewer, and they paid less. Which brings us to yet another reason why middle-class security is under attack in our region. A lot more work is temporary. The state's Employment Security Department says the contractor class is among the fastest growing in the region. But that doesn't guarantee middle-class security. Microsoft says it plans to end its contracts with thousands of workers by the end of this year. The announcement came amid a reorganization designed to keep the company competitive. These workers will have to wait half a year before they can work for Microsoft again. Microsoft practically invented the perma-temp. Now they've taken the perma out of it. This is how middle-class life erodes. First you do without benefits and security, and then one day your badge doesn't swipe at the company door. Rennie Sawade knows the drill. He's been working as an IT contractor for years.
It's not a life that I thought I was going to have.
This year is going to be tight.
Because there's going to be more people competing for those jobs.
Contractor wages will probably fall. Sawade is a middle-aged man with a family. He's had to drain his retirement savings to cover times when he couldn't find work.
I try not to think about retirement because I just don't have one. I'm going to be doing this until they put me in the ground, I guess.
Sawade met me at a coffee stand near his current job. Last Friday was his last day. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.